The doors were locked. The disciples were afraid. Jesus had been crucified. Jesus had been killed. The logical thing for them to think was that the Jews would come and find them and drag them out and take them to the Romans, and they too would be crucified. They too would be killed as revolutionaries, as people who were trying to overthrow the Roman government, as criminals. And so they huddled together for mutual support. They were afraid. They expected death to come knocking on the door. They expected soldiers to come pounding on the door to take them out, to kill them, to sacrifice them as their Lord had been sacrificed. But that was not what was to be. It wasn't soldiers who arrived, but Jesus who appeared among them. Jesus who calmed their fears. Jesus who brought them His Holy Spirit to fill their hearts and their minds with awe and wonder at what had happened, to give them an understanding of the Scriptures, an understanding of the prophecies that He had to die and be raised again in order to be that Lamb of God, that sacrifice for all of us. Before that, they had heard the stories, they had heard the Scriptures, He had tried to explain what was about to happen, but as is so often true, we don't get it when we hear it. But to see Him risen. And so Thomas doubted. He hadn't seen, he couldn't believe, he was amazed at what he heard and afraid that it was not true. What are we afraid of? What are we so afraid of that we have to lock our doors and hide behind our walls and huddle together to share our faith? What are we afraid of? Are we afraid of getting older? Are we afraid that somebody is going to come and take away those things we've worked for? Are we afraid that we will be judged and found wanting? Are we afraid to die? Yeah, I think we're afraid of all those things. We are human. We are people. We are struggling. We are trying to get through this life. We are trying to make a place for our children and our grandchildren. We're trying to manage in a world that keeps changing around us. We hear the stories. We're given the truth of God. We're given the promises of God. We're given the opportunity to believe. And we say we believe. We say, yes, I believe that God is my Savior. But then sometimes we doubt. Sometimes we wonder. Sometimes we worry. Sometimes we find ourselves still afraid. And so we gather together as the disciples gathered on that day and remind ourselves of His teaching, remind ourselves of our faith, remind ourselves of His promise, remind ourselves of His love, His power, and His truth. That all those things that we are afraid of are not worthy of our faith. Are not worthy of our Lord. If we have no fear of death because He has died for us, then what are we afraid of? Thank you, Madeline. Not being there to see our grandchildren, not being able to do the things we want, not being able to share the life we want, all that. She sounds like she might be a preacher one day, or maybe a music director. We worry about our kids and our grandkids. We worry about our future. We worry about our country. We worry about what's going to happen. So I ask you, as we share our communion meal this first Sunday, fear not, for He is with us. And when we take into our bodies that bread and wine that we call the body and blood of Christ, to remind ourselves that not only is He with us, but He has promised us a place to be with Him for all eternity. And that all those fears that are perfectly logical in this world, perfectly understandable in our troubled world we live in, are nothing compared to the love, the sacrifice, and the joy that come from knowing Him in our lives. Amen.